弟兄姐妹，从这个主日开始呢，我们开始了新的一个主日信息的系列。
And starting from this Sunday, we start a new series of a message.
这个系列的信息呢，是专注在天国的福音的思考。
And the main message starting from this week is about the kingdom of God.
我们最近呢，我们不得不承认哈，我们大部分的心思意念是被这个疫情的发展所占据。
We have to admit that our thoughts are fully occupied by the pandemic.
每天我们看的新闻呐、听的这些的信息啊，都跟这个疫情的发展有关系。
Every day we spend so much time following the news about the pandemic.
我们很关心在中国大陆疫情是不是要复发。
We care so much about will the pandemic come back again in China?
我们也很关注在美国这个疫情的进展，每一天的进展情况。
We also paid a lot of attention to the progress of the pandemic in the US.
那今天开始呢，我们要先问自己一个问题，我们有关注天国的事情吗？
However, starting from today, we have to ask ourselves, have we paid any attention to the kingdom of heaven?
如今在天国当中发生什么样的事情？
So what is happening now in the kingdom of heaven?
我们每天很关注地上的这个国度中发生的事情。
Every day, we pay close attention to what happened on earth.
台湾的总统就职啊，这个韩市长被罢免了，等等这些事情，我们都非常的关注。
A lot of us pay attention to the inauguration of a Taiwan's president or the impeachment of a former Kaohsiung mayor.
这个香港的抗议，我们也非常的关注。
We also watch closely about the protests in Hong Kong.
我们不是说这些事情我们不应该去注意的。
I'm not saying that we should pay no attention to these things.
但是我们作为天国的子民，我们有没有花同样多的时间来思想天上的事呢？
However, as a citizen of heaven, have we ever spent the similar amount of time to ponder about the kingdom of heaven?
神拯救了我们，把我们从这个黑暗的国度迁到爱子光明的国度。
God has saved us, He made us like an immigrant from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the light.
从此呢，我们就成为天国的子民。
And then we became the citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
我们的身份和地位改变了。
Our status and identity has changed.
但这种的改变在我们每一天的生活当中有多少的表现？
However, how much it was manifested in our daily life?
保罗在腓立比书里面有提醒我们说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Paul reminded us in Philippians chapter 3 verses 20.But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly wait a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是我们现在已经是天上的国民。
We are already the citizen of heaven.
我们跟世上的世上的人是不一样的。
We are different from worldly people.
所以保罗在讲这句话的前面两句呢，他就是跟另外一种属地属这个世界的人相对照来讲。
So before Paul said this, he was make a contract with the worldly people.
他说因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，伯律斯告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Paul said before that sentences that, for as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with the tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things.
在这段话当中，我们可以感受到保罗的那种的很迫切的心情。
When we read this, we can feel like there is such an urgency in Paul's heart.
他说他是流泪的，再次的提醒腓立比教会的人。
Because he said that he wants to remind people in the Philippian church that with the tears and tell them again repeatedly.
如果保罗今天活在当代，看到我们教会中的弟兄姐妹，他是不是也同样的迫切的，甚至流泪的来告诉我们同样的事情？
If Paul lives in our time when he saw the situation in our churches, will he have the same, would he have the same sense of urgency and urge people to repent with the tears?
他看到我每天所想的，所做的，所谈论的事情，他是不是也是这样要提醒我们说，我们是已经是现在是将来更是天上的国民呢？
When he saw what do we have been thought and what do we have been taken action to deal with, then will he remind us with the tears that we have become the citizen of a kingdom, the kingdom of God, and we will also be the citizen of the kingdom of God in the future.
过去两个星期呢，我得了一场病。
In the past 2 weeks, I got infected with virus.
不是这个武汉病毒哈。
It's a shingle.
环状疱疹啊，那感谢主哈，这个现在已经好多了。
Thank God that I feel much better now.
那也借着这个机会呢，谢谢众弟兄姐妹哈，为我的代祷，非常的关心来关怀我们。
I want to take this opportunity to thank many brothers and sisters who pray for me.
那同工也非常的照顾我哈，上个星期让我多休息一个礼拜哈，没有讲到。
And I also want to thank you that you let me rest for a week.So last Sunday, I was not preaching.
那在这一段时间呢，我就在祷告，在思考啊，新的这个主日信息的系列要跟大家分享什么。
And so during this time, I was thinking, you know, what kind of message should I share with you?
所以我花了一些时间呢，回去再读这个福音书。
So I look back at the gospel.
尤其是在读马太福音的时候，我被一个信息呢紧紧的抓住。
Especially when I read Matthew, I was really attracted by one message.
就是接下来几个星期我要跟大家分享的信息，就是关于天国的信息。
So this is the message I'm going to share with you starting from today about the message about the kingdom of heaven.
当我们打开福音书去读的时候，我们发觉耶稣基督在专注一件事情。
When we open the four Gospels, we will discover that Jesus Christ was actually focusing on one thing.
尤其是他跟门徒所讲论的事情，一直集中在一个主题上面。
Especially his conversation with his disciples has always been focusing on one thing.
这是我这一次再读这个福音书，尤其是马太福音的时候，我得到的一个非常清楚的一个印象。
This is the main message I perceive when I look back on the four gospels.
好像耶稣基督所做的、所说的啊，要带领门徒所认识的，是以这个天国这个信息为中心的。
It seems like what Jesus wants his disciples to learn, to pay attention, is the kingdom of heaven.
他出来传讲的第一篇信息就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
The first message Jesus gave to people is that the kingdom of God is near. You have to repent.
他呼召门徒，训练门徒，让差遣他们出去，差遣他们出去传讲什么呢？就是天国近。
So when he instructs his disciples to spread out the gospel, The main message is to spread out the message of the kingdom of heaven.
他自己走遍各城各乡，带着门徒走遍各城各乡，是在传讲天国的福音。
When he traveled with his disciples to every town and every place, the main message is about the kingdom of heaven.
他不断提醒人，天国近了，我们要悔改，要进天国。
He constantly reminded people of the kingdom of heaven. He said that the kingdom of heaven is near, we have to repent.
他告诉门徒说，如果他们的义不胜过文士、法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
And he told his disciples that, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
他警告那些跟随他的人说，凡称呼我主啊主的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
He also warned his followers that,Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
他告诉门徒说，进天国有一个窄门。
He also told his disciples that the gate to the heaven is narrow.
要进天国的话，要经过这个窄门。
For everyone to enter the kingdom of heaven has to go through this narrow door.
他也跟这个彼得和众门徒讲说，我讲天国这个门的钥匙交给你们。
He also told Peter and other disciples that I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
凡你们在地上所捆绑的，我在天上要捆绑；你们在地上所释放的，我在天上也要释放。
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
所以反反复复的耶稣就在告诉人怎么进天国，什么样的人是不能进天国、啊、跟天国有关的信息。
Jesus told people, you know, how to get into kingdom and who cannot get into kingdom.
他在这个马太福音第五章、啊、讲这个登山宝训的时候，一开篇就讲说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In Matthew 5,the Beatitudes, he said that those who with the humility is blessed because kingdom is theirs.
他说那些为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
He said those who being persecuted for the righteousness are blessed because the kingdom of God belongs to them.
第六章主耶稣教导门徒们祷告，叫做主导文的时候，有一句说：“愿你的国降临。”
And also when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said, "May your kingdom come."
主耶稣基督不仅是明讲啊，告诉门徒怎么去祷告，他也用各样的比喻让人去明白天国到底是怎么回事。
So not only he talk about the kingdom of heaven, he also used many parables to teach them, to give them an idea what kingdom of heaven looks like.
马太福音第十章讲说，天国好像撒好种的出去撒种。
Matthew 10.
13.
He says that the kingdom is like a soil the seed.
Yeah, 他就用好多的比喻说天国像芥菜种啊啊很小，天国像这个隐藏的面教一样啊，天国像这个撒网等等，用这些比喻从各种的角度帮助门徒，让我们能够明白天国到底是什么样
的。So he used many parables like a mustard seed.He used many parables to teach us, you know, to get an idea about the kingdom of heaven.
他对门徒讲说，天国的奥秘要叫你们知道。
He told his disciples, I want to tell you the secret of the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣努力的用各样的方法是要让我们知道关于天国的奥秘。
So Jesus has tried everything he could to teach us the secret of the kingdom of heaven.
有一次这个法利赛人、啊、这个来问耶稣说， 神的国几时来到？那耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看哪在这里，看哪在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
Once having been asked by the Pharisee when the kingdom of God will come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you.
在路加福音和约翰马可福音里面呢，是用神的国来讲这件事情。
In Luke and Mark, it was used the kingdom of God to teach this concept.
那神的国呢，就是天国。
And the kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven.
那这两个词呢，是可以互换的。
They are the same.
那天国这个词呢，整本这个新约圣经出现37次，36次是在马太福音里。
So the kingdom of heaven appears 37 times, and among them 36, you can find them in Matthew.
那天国除了在马太福音之外呢，只在提摩太后书出现过一次。
And other than the Matthew, book of Matthew, you can find that in the second Timothy.
因为这个写马太福音的对象呢是犹太人。
Because the target readers of Matthew is Jew.
那犹太人呢很小心的使用神这个名字。
Because the Jews are very careful when they use the term God.
所以马太是针对他的这个特定的读者的这个特点呢，他把神的国呢用天国来代替。
So the writer of the book of Matthew is very sensitive to Jews. So he used the kingdom of heaven instead of the kingdom of God.
所以天国、神国，主耶稣基督说，这个不是你肉眼可以看见的。
So either the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven cannot be seen with our naked eyes.
他说天国、神国是在我们的心里。
Jesus said that either kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God is within our heart.
所以当今这个时代呢，这个天国是一个属灵的国度，是一个不为世界所见所知的一个国度。
So the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual world, cannot be seen with the worldly eyes.
但将来这个属灵的国度，肉眼看不见的国度，要有一种有形的方式显现在这个世界当中，就是千禧年的国度。
However, in the future, the kingdom of God will be revealed and in a form that can be seen by worldly people.
所以接下来这几个星期呢，我们就集中来思想关于天国的道理。
So in the following week, we will focus on the kingdom of heaven.
让我们一起来明白天国的原则，天国的奥秘，天国的那个实际，如何在我们今天的生活当中能够活出来这样的信息。
So let's discover together the secret of a kingdom and the principle of a kingdom of God, and how can we live out the life in the kingdom of God.
那今天呢，我们来思想两个问题。
Today we want to ponder about two questions.
第一个问题我们要问说，人如何进天国？
The first question is that how could people enter the kingdom of God?
第二个问题我们要问说，人如何得天国？
And the second question is that how can we seize the kingdom of God?
如果在我们当中还有一些朋友还不确定你是在天国里面的属天的国度的子民的话，那第一个问题呢是替你来问的。
So if some of us don't believe that you are already in the kingdom of God, so the first question is for you.
那第二个问题呢是给基督徒问的。
The second question is a question for Christians.
我们已经在天国里的人。
For those who are already in the kingdom of God.
我们如何能够活出天国的实际，如何得到天国所带给我们的一切的机会和那个可能性呢？
The question is how can we lead out a life that matches the identity, you know, we're actually the citizen of the kingdom of God and enjoy all the power and benefits.
好，我们先来看第一个问题，如何进天国。
Let's take a look at the first question, how to enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音的第三章第五节告诉来求问他的这个尼哥底母关于进天国的方式。
And in John 3:5-35, Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit.
那这里呢主耶稣基督讲得很清楚啊，进天国的两个条件啊，叫做从水，第一个是从水而生，第二个叫从圣灵而生。人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Here Jesus said very clearly, there's a two condition people has to meet. The first is the water, and the second is the Holy Spirit. And people cannot be born again unless they born of out of water and the Spirit.
那什么叫从水和圣灵生的呢？
So what does it mean that to be born through water and the spirit?
那这个水呢是代表神的话。
The water means that the word of God.
就是说你如果要进天国啊，要想得到这个天国子民的这个身份，你必须要听到神的话。
It means that if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you have to listen.To God's words first.
人的重生是借着这个神的话语而产生的。
The rebirth of a human being has to go through the word of God.
那在以弗所书五章二十六节哈，这些经文就是用水来代表神的道。
In the Ephesians chapter 5 verses 26,It represented on God's word with water.
他说要用水这个道把教会洗净成为圣洁。
Here it says to make her holy, cleansen her by the washing with the water through the word.
教会是如何被洁净的呢？
How can a church be cleansed?
是借着神的话语的传讲。
It's through God's word.
是借着神的话语的这个明白理解和应用，使我们教会得以洁净。
It's through our understanding and practice of God's word so that our church can be cleansed.
罗马书十章十七节也讲得很清楚。
In Romans chapter 10 verse 17,
说可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
It says, consequently, faith comes for hearing the message, and the message is heard through.
所以第一个进天国的条件是借着神的话啊，就是这个水里的重生。
So the first condition is that to enter the God's word, we have to listen to God's word.
第二个条件是圣灵使人重生。
And the second condition is to rebirth with the Spirit.
圣灵像风一样吹来，从哪里来到哪里去我们不知道。
The Holy Spirit is like the wind. We don't know where it comes from. We don't know where it goes.
但圣灵来会作用在人的心中，让人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己，重生。悔改得拯救。
But when we receive when the Holy Spirit comes, that He will help us to repent and to rebirth.
这是提多书第三章告诉我们的，他说他便救了我们， 并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
In Jesus, it's that he saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of the rivers and the renewal by the Holy Spirit.
第六节第七节他接着讲说，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。
And then from verses 6 to 7, who he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
好，这个信息呢，是我们都了解比较清楚的。
This is the message we most of us understand.
我们重生进神国是靠着神的恩典，借着神的话语、圣灵的工作，我们得以重生。
We know that we can be born again through Jesus' word, through the Holy Spirit, and God's grace.
但这里呢，我们要问另外一个问题，就是重生的时候，人需不需要努力呢？
However, we still have to ask one question. Do we have to make effort if we want to be born again?
从神的角度来讲，这个救恩是白白的礼物，是一个恩典给我们的。那我们需要做什么才能得到这个礼物呢？
So from God's point of view, the kingdom of heaven is God's gracious gift. However, do we have to make strive for it?
那我们来看看圣经里是怎样讲。
So now let's take a look at what the Bible teaches us.
当施洗约翰和主耶稣基督来传讲天国近了的时候，
When John the Baptist came out to preach that the kingdom of heaven is near.
特别提到说你们应当悔改。
He mentioned very specifically that you have to repent.
主耶稣基督也讲同样的道理。
Jesus Christ also told us the same thing.
我们人不是自动进入天国的。
People cannot enter the kingdom of heaven automatically.
我们的责任是要悔改。
We have the responsibility to repent.
我们要去相信。
We have to believe.
耶稣又用一个比喻，他说你们进天国那个门是窄的，你们当进窄门。
Jesus used another parable. He said that the path to the kingdom of heaven is a very narrow gate.
因为引到灭亡的那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多，引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Because he said, Where wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
我们不希望给朋友们一个错误的印象，说这个救恩是神白白的恩典，人不需要做什么。
I don't want to mislead you that saving is just a free gift. People don't have to do anything.
没有错，人得救是完全是上帝的恩典。
With no doubt that we can be saved because of God's gracious grace.
主耶稣基督，上帝的儿子，成就了人所不能做到的那个救恩。
Jesus Christ, God's only Son, has fulfilled what people cannot fulfill.
是他死在十字架上承担了你我的罪的刑罚。
Because he died on the cross to take away our sin.
是他三天以后从死里复活，让我们清清楚楚地看到他就是神的儿子。
It's him that arrived 3 days after his death that we can be sure that he is the Son of God.
这一部分的工作只有耶稣基督能够成就，天上地下没有任何的人可以做到这件事。
It's only Jesus Christ can accomplish this. No one else on heaven and on earth can can make it.
而且耶稣基督呢，把这个救恩做成一个礼物送给每一个愿意接受的人。
And Jesus has accomplished that and he gave it as a free gift to whoever wants to receive it.
这一部分是清清楚楚，毫不含糊的。
And this part has no ambiguity.
但同时我们不要有一种错误的印象、啊、耶稣也同样的提醒我们说，要去找那个小门，要去进那个窄门。
However, I don't want to mislead you because Jesus has said very clearly that we need to look for the narrow gate. We have to strive to get it.
进天国是要人的努力才能进去的。
You have to make an effort to go through it.
有一次有一个少年的妇人来问耶稣，说他做什么才能够得永生呢？
Once upon a time, a young man came to Jesus and asked him, What can I do to go to the kingdom of heaven?
那次耶稣基督就说，我实实在在地告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And then Jesus told his disciples,I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督用这个骆驼穿过针眼这件事情来比喻有钱的人进神的国是何等的难。
Jesus used this parable like a camel to go through the eye of a needle to explain how difficult it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个当时的人听了都明白。
So people who heard that understood.
因为这个针眼呢是指一种城啊，这个城门边上有一种小门叫针的眼。
Because at that time, they can see that the eye of a needle means that a very small gate across, if you want to enter the city.
在夜晚的时候，这个大门已经关了。
When during the night, the main gate into the city was closed.
这个夜晚行路的人哈，带着骆驼要进入这个城呢，要穿过这个小门。
So the travelers who wanted to enter the city have to go through the eye of the needle, which means that the small gate on the wall.
骆驼呢，驮着很多的货物啊，这个体量很大。
Usually camels carry a lot of cargoes, so it's huge.
所以呢，当他进这个门的时候呢，他要把身上的这些的货物都卸下来。
And so when they have to go through the small gate, they have to unload all the cargoes from the camel.
而且这个骆驼要俯下身来哈，慢慢的穿过这个小门。
And the camel has to kneel down and go through the small gate slowly.
所以主耶稣基督说，骆驼穿针眼是不是一件不可能的事情。
So here, Jesus said, for a camel to go through the eye of the needle is not impossible.
而是一件很难的事情。
However, it's very difficult.
要付出努力和代价的。
You need to make an effort and pay a price.
要卸下这个重担，要这个屈身才能够进入窄门的。
First, you have to unload all the cargoes, and also you have to humble yourself.
所以主耶稣基督在讲说，这个有钱的人呢，他有很多的拦阻着他，让他没有办法进这个门。
Here, Jesus was saying that for a rich man, there's many obstacles to stop him from entering the kingdom of heaven.
除非他愿意卸下这些的担子，这些拦阻。
Unless he was willing to unload all these burdens and obstacles.
除非他愿意谦卑自己，服下身来，否则他很难进入这个门。
Unless he was willing to humble himself.
那当初对这个有钱的人是这样一种的拦阻，但今天呢，我们可能有各种各样其他的拦阻。
During that time, these were the main obstacles for rich men, and today in the world we live, we might face other obstacles.
那我们知道在教会里面有一些人呢，来教会蛮久了，但是好像一直迟迟没有跨过那个这个救恩的那个门。
We know that many people have joined the church for many years. However, they couldn't, couldn't take action to enter the gate of the saving grace.
他们也被这个福音的信息所吸引也觉得耶稣基督信耶稣很好。
They also were attracted by God's gospel, and they also believe that it's a good thing to believe in Jesus Christ.
但就是迟迟没有办法进入这个门。
However, it takes them for a long time to enter the gate.
我知道有些人呢是受过去的这个一些的包袱的影响。
I know some of them were influenced by the burden from their past.
有些人呢这个接触过其他的宗教受其他的宗教的影响。
Some of them used to be followers of other religions.
有些人呢是跟一些的基督徒的接触的时候看到一些不好的见证受到影响。
Some of them were influenced by the negative testimony of some Christian's behavior.
有些人呢是被家庭的成员受到他们的拦阻。
Some of them were stopped by their family members.
有些人呢，怕信耶稣公开表达自己的信仰呢，会受到一些仕途工作上的影响。
And some of them was afraid that if they express their faith in public, it will have a negative impact on their career.
那还有一些人呢，就是心里不能够放下还是要以自己为主不愿意把自己的主权交出来。
However, some of them are not willing to submit to Jesus Christ. They still want to be their own master.
是受自己的这个面子或者是这种骄傲的心态的一种的拦阻。
And they cannot give up their pride and their faith.
所以就像这个骆驼穿过针眼进这个小门一样，我们必须要放下一切拦阻在我们和基督之间的这些的事情。
So like the camel to enter the gate, the small gate, we also have to unload everything, every burden that stops us from approaching and enter the gate of the kingdom of heaven.
信耶稣进天国是要付代价的。
To believe Jesus Christ and to enter the kingdom of heaven, you need to pay a price.
所以基督说你们要悔改。
That's why Jesus said that you have to repent.
我们要放下一切罪的残累。
We have to unload the burden of sin.
放下过往的残累，我们才能够进入到天国的宅门。
We have to unload the burden from our past so that we can enter the small gate to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我鼓励在我们当中还在天国这个门之外的朋友们。
So I want to encourage friends who are still wandering around outside of the gate.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
So with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
只要我们愿意服下来，谦卑的来接受耶稣基督，神会给我们恩典，给我们力量。
As long as we are willing to humble ourselves to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, God will give us the power we need, the end.
能够立定心志这个跟随耶稣基督走天国的道路。
So that we can determine to follow Jesus Christ, to walk through the path to the kingdom of heaven.
好，今天我们来思考的第二方面的信息就是如何得天国。
So the second question we want to think about is how can we see the kingdom of God?
在马太福音11章12节哈，耶稣基督也讲一句话。
In Matthew chapter 11, verses 12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得到了。
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and the forceful man lay hold of it.
这个是和合本的翻译哈，翻译的比较容易让我们明白。
So this is one of the translations that is easier for us to understand.
告诉我们说要努力进天国。
It tells us that we have to make an effort to enter the gate.
努力的人就得到天国。
Whoever wants to, can make an effort, we can receive it.
但是如果这句话如果是用直译的方式去翻译的话，就不大容易明白。
But if we just translate from the word directly, it's more difficult to understand it.
但是那个意思呢，更加接近耶稣基督所要表达的那个意思。
But the actual meaning is closer to what Jesus said at that time.
这个英文的翻译比较接近哈，原来耶稣基督所要讲的那个意思，说天国是用强暴夺取的，强暴的人就能抓住了。
So the English translation is much closer to what Jesus said. He said the kingdom of heaven has to be forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it.
所以这个努力这个词原来的意思是这个用暴力哈、强暴的方式去夺来的、抢来、抓住的。
So making an effort here actually means that you have to do it with the force, to grab it with the force.
所以这个词的意思是说你要用一个种的猛力去伸展，极力的去做啊，抓住这个意思。
It means that you have to use your full strength in order to get it.
那进入这个词的意思呢，也是就是夺取的意思啊，抓住不放啊，得着的意思。
So when you mean the to receive the kingdom of heaven here is actually you have to grab it with force.
所以这句话耶稣基督想要表达就是说你为了要得到天国的缘故必须要肯付任何的代价，付上任何的牺牲，做出你最大的努力，你才能够得到那个天国的实际。
So here Jesus wants to tell us that in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, you have to make a, you know, pay the price, whatever price you can. It costs all you can to get it.
进入天国要经过那个窄门。
If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you have to go through a narrow gate.
那你进入天国里面之后，你要得到这个天国的实际呢，你要竭力的去努力去工作。
So after you enter the kingdom, the small gate into the kingdom of heaven, you need to forcefully advance in order to get all the blessing in the kingdom of heaven.
这是对我们每一个已经在天国里的人所讲的。
This is for the whoever already in the kingdom of heaven.
你要想经历天国所带给我们的这些的祝福，天国给我们带来的这些机会，让天国的潜质潜能能够表现在我们的生活当中，你要努力的。
So you really need to make a big effort if you want to get the blessings of the kingdom of heaven or to realize the potential of the kingdom of heaven in your life.
就好比说我们现在都生活在美国。
For example, we are all living in the US right now.
美国带给我们很多的机会。
So we have gained a lot of opportunity in this land.
这是一个自由民主的国家。
This is a free and a democratic country.
每个人呢都有潜在的一些的 机会可以在这个社会当中努力去得到和争取到。
So there are many potential and many opportunities that each one of us can get if we can make an effort.
但不是每一个已经在美国这个国家里的人，他所有的机会和潜质都成为变成现实的。
However, not everyone in the U.S., you know, their opportunity and potential can be realized.
只有那些努力工作的、把握机会的人，他才能够实现这些的潜质和机会。
Only those who work hard and seize the opportunity can realize all the potential.
同样的道理，天国带给我们天国的子民有极大的这个潜能和机会。
So it's the same principle. The kingdom of heaven gives us a lot of unlimited potential and opportunity.
耶稣基督要提醒我们说，要努力啊，要竭力的人，他们才能够得到天国的实际。
And however, Jesus Christ reminded us that we have to do at whatever cost we can pay in order to realize the potential and opportunity in the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣基督在马太福音十一章里面也这样讲，他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。所以跟随耶稣基督是有轭，是有担子的。
So in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take all your yoke upon you and learn from me." Here, Jesus said, "Those who follow him actually have a yoke."
当然，这个轭是容易的。这个担子是轻省的，因为主耶稣基督跟我们一起来承担。
However, this yoke is not heavy, because Jesus is sharing the burden with us.
但是这里面也提醒我们说，我们跟随耶稣基督是有一个轭担子要去承担的。
But here, it actually reminded us of that those who follow Jesus Christ have to endure the yoke. There is a burden we have to take on.
希伯来书第四章啊，经文告诉我们说，这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。所以我们务必竭力进入到那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 to 11, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their examples of disobedience.
安息是神给我们预备的。
The rest is prepared by God for us.
但是我们怎么才能进入到这个安息里面呢？
But how can we enter that rest?
怎么才能够经历这种平安、喜乐、安息的这种的状态呢？
How can we experience the rest that with peace and joy?
这里讲说竭力啊，竭力进入那安息。
Here it says you have to make all your efforts.
腓立比书第二章啊，保罗说：“这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。”
So it's with Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with the fear and the trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
我们怎么才能做成神在我们身上得救的功夫呢？
How can we accomplish it?
是上帝的灵运行在我们的心里。
It is God's Spirit work among us.
但同时呢，我们要恐惧战兢，做成得救的功夫。
But at the same time, we have to continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
所以圣经当中形容基督徒的生活哈，用这个属灵的征战呢，农夫劳力啊，精兵去打仗啊，运动员去得冠冕呢，啊，建造这个属灵的圣殿工程啊，这一类的比喻来描述我们基督徒的生活，都是要付代价的。
So in Bible, there are many parables, like the soldier has to fight to win the war, an athlete has to make an effort to win the crown. So everything has to be won with the struggle and the battle.
所以努力的人就得着了。
So those who make an effort and forcefully advanced will be able to get it.
肯付上代价的人才能得到那个天国的实际。
So those who are willing to pay the price can actually get all the benefits of the kingdom of heaven.
啊，感谢主啊，这个信息是非常清楚的。
Thanks God, the message is very clear to us.
那我们当如何把这样的信息，我们当如何努力呢？进入天国，得到天国的实际呢？
So how can we make an effort to get the benefits of the kingdom of heaven?
感谢主啊，最近在我们教会在发生一些很好的事情。
Thanks God, there are many wonderful things happening in our church.
我们有一群的弟兄姐妹正在努力的啊，每一天活在天国的实际当中。
Many of our brothers and sisters are making effort to live in the kingdom of heaven on their daily life.
我在这里跟大家分享几个例子。
I want to give you some examples.
从三月份开始哈，我们开始了每天早晨的灵修祷告的时间。
So, starting from March, we had a morning prayer.
那到今天是整整90天的时间。
So we already have done this for 90 days.
所以在过去三个月当中哈，我们这一群弟兄姐妹哈，每一天来专心的来亲近主。
So in the past 90 days, brother and sister got together in the morning to get close to our Lord.
这是要付代价的。
And they have to pay the price.
那我们还会继续，所以欢迎愿意跟我们一起来追求主的哈，早晨一起来亲近主。
So this is what continues. We welcome whoever are willing to join us.
那很快呢，我们要用这个星期六的时间呢，我们开始一个门徒训练的课程。
So we will have a disciple training from next Saturday.
从6月20号星期六开始呢，我们有12位的弟兄姐妹加上6位同工呢，我们一起哈用10周的时间来追求，来更深的去认识主。
And 12 our church members have already registered and the 6th co-worker will join them. They will use following 10 weeks do the disciple training.
那这一套的课程呢，我也自己也上过。
I also have learned from this disciple training lesson.
那在这个课程当中呢，我自己也受益很多。
I was greatly benefited.
所以不光是给这个初信的弟兄姐妹，任何愿意追求的弟兄姐妹都可以在这个课程当中得益处。
So it's not only for new believers, whoever want to join the training can be benefited.
让我们有机会呢，比较深入的去反省我们自己的生命。
So we can have a deeper reflection of our life.
清理我们的罪。
So we can clean up our sin.
清理我们跟人与人之间的关系上的问题。
So we can also clean up the problem in our relationship.
可以让我们生命呢更好的去成长。
so we can grow in a more healthy way.
所以我们为这十二位的弟兄姐妹感恩。
So we want to thank God for these 12 brothers and sisters.
那我们这个课程呢会继续的哈，给大家有机会参与。那这一次这个名额大概已经满了哈，不需要人太多。但是如果你愿意的话，下一次我们还可以来参加。
So now, we have enough people, for this disciple training class. So in the future, we will open more, classes. So you're welcome to join.
那另外在我们的年轻人当青少年当中呢，我们最近也陆续的在开展这种门徒训练的功课。
And also among our youth, we are also, promoting the disciple training classes.
有六位这个青少年这个男生哈，昨天已经开始了，他们开始第一课的这个 Alpha Youth 的学习。
So six youths already started this classes since yesterday.
那另外呢，六个 Youth Girls 呀，他们也即将开始这个他们的学习的课程。
Another six youth girls, they will start their disciple training very fast.
那同工呢也把这些青少年的父母组织在一起哈，有一个专门的为他们守望祷告的一个组群。
And those youth parents are also in the same chat group, so they can pray for their children together.
那有另外两位哈，在我们当中最近受洗的弟兄姐妹呢，正在接受这个基要真理课程的造就。
And also two members who were just baptized and not long ago, they are also learning some very basic truths of Christianity.
做主的门徒是要付代价的。
So there's a price to be paid as Jesus followers.
付上时间精力祷告的代价。
You have to pay with your time, your energy, and your prayers.
但是神的应许是说，我们可以活在天国的实际当中。
But God promised that we can actually live in the blessing in the kingdom of God.
就像神当初应许约书亚的一样哈，凡你脚掌所踏之地，都会赐给你。
It's just like the promise that God gave to Joshua that he will give Joshua to inherit the land wherever he goes.
神已经把一个美好的流奶与蜜的应许之地为神的百姓预备好了。
God has prepared a promised land with honey and milk to his people.
只要我们去走，去征战，去努力，就会得到。
As long as we are willing to fight, to forcefully advance, we will be able to get it.
所以今天这是我们信息的结论。
So that today, that's the conclusion of our message today.
对于还在天国之外的人啊，要问自己一个问题，是什么拦阻了你？
For those who are still wondering outside of the gate, so what's the barrier?To stop you from entering the kingdom of heaven.
愿神的灵能够加给你力量，让你谦卑自己，悔改信耶稣。
May God's spirit will empower you so that you can repent and believe in Jesus Christ.
对于我们已经在天国里的神的子民，我们也要问自己一个问题。
For those who are already a Christian and inside of God's, the kingdom of heaven.
我们有没有抓住每一天的机会，竭力的去进入到天国的实际当中呢
？Have we seized every opportunity on our day, on our daily life that we can fully realize the potential of the kingdom of heaven?
愿神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
愿神来吸引我们。
May God will attract us.
让我们更多的去渴慕。认识他，经历他。
So we will have the thirst to know him better, to follow him.
我们唱一首回应的诗歌啊，君王就在这里。
Now let's sing the response song.
愿我们真的是以耶稣基督为我们心中的王。
May us really you know, worship our Jesus Christ as He is our King.
愿他的旨意成就在我们当中，就像成就在天上一样。
So may His will be done as it is on earth as it is in heaven.